this year is dedicated to Yehuda Nishmas, Rochel Leah Bas, and Chaim Tzvi. We discussed last time the importance of a person concentrating on reaching a higher level of Avodas Hashem, of Shleimus, to becoming a complete person, to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. We speak about purity in reference to our actions. The one should not perform any actions of geneva, of oinah, of sheker, of being dishonest, of not being honest in business, of not being honest with one's neighbor. We also mentioned, the Sefer Shachar mentioned, Chilul Shabbos, Chilul Shem Shemayim, Chilul Hashem, which are all actions that do not indicate whatsoever any aspect of the kiyas. These are midas, these are rose, mice, and royim, evil acts. Today we'd like to discuss and continue the concept of the kiyas, but perhaps on a higher level. That is, the Mesil Shem tells us that in Kamosha Sorg Maisim Kachsor Nikias Vimidis, one's personality. And in fact, he says, Kamachi Osi Kosher Hua Nikias Vimidis Mashu Vimais. The Nikias Vimidis, one's Midis of Kinav and Sinna and Kas and Gaiva, which we'll discuss, is perhaps more difficult and also a greater challenge to man than abstaining from acts of pulis, of rishis, of gedeva, gzeva. I think we alluded last time to Shar Kedusha that tells us in terms of midos, the midos of an individual, that this individual, this Salam Alekim, this human being, you and I, human beings, Indian Midas, he tells us, is Mibos Bodim Benefesh Hashvelo, that Midas are sunk and permeated into a person, this lone person that's put in this world, Miarba Bechinus, from four objects, four ways, Hadomein, Hatzomeach, Hatzomachas, Bahamas, Amadaveris. The man is composed of earthly objects, of growth, like a plant grows, so does man, the Bahamas, and he has animalistic traits to him, but yet at the same time, Amadaveris. He can speak. All of this together has within it Tov and Ra, good and bad aspects. However, these aspects of man, these midas of him, are not found and began in this world. Our guf is in this world. We were not born. Before we were born, we didn't have a body. And after we pass away and leave this world, we also leave our body behind. How are the midas? The midas that we speak about, of Rach, Lachan, Rechapai, and Rav Chesed, Yemes, the midas todos of being concerned and hargash alev and a feeling for people, of being emotional, the midas todos. On the other hand, the midas ros of gaiva, of taiva, of kinah, of sinna, kas, anger, arrogance. Then these midas are from above. Before we came, formulated within us. However, for Tayag Mitzvahs, in order to have Tayag Mitzvahs, the Tayag Mitzvahs can only come if there's a prerequisite. And the prerequisite are the Midas Tovus. I stand corrected. The Midas Tovus are coming from above. The Midas Ros come with us while we're in this world. The Midas are like, hi, Nishama Shasatabi, don't worry. Our Nishama is pure. The Midas Ros that we're discussing are in this world, come with this world as we grow, as we grow. A child, a little baby, he puts something in his hand and he holds it on, holds very tightly, will not open his hand and give it back, even though that which is holding his hand may be worthless. Worthless. The child already, at an age, young, tender age, give him a rattle, and he's very happy with it. However, when he sees, years later, or he sees that his older brother has something nicer than what he has, and all of a sudden he doesn't like the rattle anymore. He's envious, and he wants to have what his brother has. These Midas Ros, these Midas are Midas that they develop within us in this world. But there's other Midas, Midas Tovus. These Midas Tovus come from the world above, come before we're born. And therefore, the Shari Kadush tells us that it's important in order to perform the Taryag mitzvahs that are done with our body, with all parts of our body, and then with time in this world, mitzvahs of Shabbos and mitzvahs of Yontif, mitzvahs of Tefillin and Tzitzis and Mezuzah requires some materialistic means in order to perform the mitzvah. The prerequisite to this is Midas Tovus. Midas Tovus, first a feeling, a love, hargasha, racham achanim. That's why he says there is no specific mitzvah from Midas Tovus. There's mitzvahs in reference to objects in terms of pulis. Midas Tovus is a part of our nefesh. That's our prerequisite. And this we have to work on. Chazal tell us, on the pasuk Nasa Adam Mitzalmenu, the Lashon Rabin, Nasa Adam Mitzalmenu, the Koibis Shurim by Rabbi Chonim Basman, brings down a Zohar on that pasuk. Nasa Adam Mitzalmenu is a Lashon Rabin, plural. We will make man, even though our Kodesh Baruch Hu made man, but he put into man, this is what the Zohar says, Kol Abriyaku, all the Chayis HaSanim. All the Chayas HaSanim. The man is one big Bronx zoo. He has characteristics of a Nochish, and of a Ree, of a lion, of a snake, of wild animals. And this individual, Sof Devar Kol Nishmo, is like Kimi Ro. He's Zekolonim. Zekolonim. That these Midas that a man has, the challenge is that the Koyach HaTorah, with the Koyach HaTorah, with the Koyach of Yerushalayim, can subdue and destroy and bring out the beautiful quality of man. The beautiful quality of man. The Sil Shishorim begins the first few lines and tells us as follows. Even until now I spoke about those parts of our midas, of our averas that we have to work on in terms of our pulis. Kamok, shesorach nekiyas b'maisim, kachsorach nekiyas b'midas. One has to purify his midas, his personality. Kamat shiyosu kashi, as we said before, is more difficult. Why is it more difficult? Why is it more difficult to work on the midas a person has than to work on geneva and zelim? Why is it more difficult? The answer being is that when it comes to the previous ideas that we mentioned in terms of geneva and zelim, I know this comes from a pool of a man's actions, but not necessarily his teva, not necessarily is something natural. However, midah ra, a bad midas, This comes from the Teva. Man is born this way. As I said, a child automatically after a certain amount of years becomes selfish, becomes envious. This is, he works with the Teva of how he's constructed. And therefore also, one allows himself to be subjected to Hergel. Hergel, this is how he was when he was a year, two, three, four, and he continues this way. As he mentions, that Kashuhan, Mikyas, Mamidas, Mamashu, Abamaisen, Kia Teva, Poil, Bamidas, Yosemashu, Poil, Bamaisen. The Teva, the personality of the individual, the surroundings, everything about him, breeds certain Midas Rose of type, of gaiva, a desire to have something that doesn't belong to you. A mezeg atchuna, aim, a messiahness, a misguided medolim. It helps him. The whole saviva, the surroundings where he lives, this world itself. There's a big war. To fight the Teva. To fight the Teva. The Teva of the person. Rama mentions Devos Chuva. In Perek Zion, Rama says that people make a mistake and think when it comes to Chuva, when it comes to Yom Kippur, one has to do Chuva, which he definitely does, only and solely on the averas of the Taryag mitzvahs that he they violated. And nothing else. Because nothing else I can do Chuva for. This is what I am. God, you made me this way. You made me selfish. You made me greedy. You made me a person that has quickly to be angered, a kaisen. You made me a balgaiva. You made me brilliant. I think I'm number one. You made me this way. Ram says, "Al tomar she'ein at shuva ela ma'aver she'ish b'hem b'maisa, k'gon znus v'gezel g'nevo, k'shein she'sorach odim la'ashim me'ilu, k'ahu sorach l'chapish v'deus ros." Also in your philosophies and your ideas, min ha'kas, min ha'evo, and also not only from your machshavas, your hashkafas, but from your anger and from your resentment and envy of other people, redivas hamamon, that covet, redivas hamacholos, the desire all to eat, to have passion, to have desires, wants. All of this requires tshuva. Ubizman she'adam nishka be'elu kashu lifrosh. It's very difficult, as we said, more difficult than if a person does chew than doing chew for mice exhalo, mice genevo, mice oh no. The chew process is more difficult when it comes to minus. It's a machoma chazoka, a big milchama. The well known words of Rabbi Sol Salanter. Rabbi Sol always used to say that it's more difficult to be able. Be able to have control of yourself on one midah, anger, gaiva, arrogance, than going through the entire Shas. Learning all of Shas from Brahmas to Nida is not as difficult as working on a person himself in his midas. And this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Why? I said before, you made me this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made me this way. And this is what Eov, in the morning to Zion, and what Rasa brings down, that Eov said that when he goes to Osalogo, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can go ahead and pat everyone from the din, exempt everyone from any crime they ever committed. Why? Barosei Shor, Barosei Chamor, you created a shore with a split hoof, You created an animal with a cow with a slit roof, and a donkey with a slit roof. You made a Yitzhahara, you made a Yitzhahara, you created a Shoyim, you created a Sadiqim, you created everything. I am what I am, you made me this way. You made me a Baldiver, arrogant. And my father is not that way. And my grandfather is not that way. It runs in the family. This is a family trait. You may be 6'3", 6'4", you may be 5'4", you may be 400 pounds, you may be a skinny pin. You made me this way. How come you have black hair, not blonde hair? You made me this way. There's nothing I can do, especially when it comes to midas. Everything else, I have a choice of a hero. Observe Shabbos, don't observe Shabbos. Observe Mrs., don't observe Mrs. But over here, there's no choice. You made me this way. You gave me this family. You gave me this lifestyle. You put me in this continent at this time, at this place, at this year. I wasn't born next door to the building going. You put me here next door to an environment that's completely against Judaism. You made me this way. So the Chaverim of Eov answered, what you're saying lacks and you're violating the Mavatal concept of Yerushimayim, the concept of Tefillah. Barosi Yitzhara, yes, Barosi Yitzhara, that's true. Hope you forgot something. Barosi Torah Talon, the Korcha Torah. Torah is a talent, a spice, is powerful. Powerful Torah Mevi'ah. This spice is Torah. This spice has so much power into it. Where a person can eat some food and say, there's no spice in it, I can't eat it. There's meat, there's potatoes, there's so many goody things. But there's no garlic. A cube of garlic. Without the cube of garlic, I can't eat it at all. I gave a person yesterday a cup of coffee. Why not? Because you don't have a cube of sugar inside. So I don't have a cube of sugar. I don't drink it. Sugar's only a small cube. Forget about it. It's only a small cube. Forget about it. This is a person who was a Talmid Chacham. He had tzaddik. He has some photographic memory. He went through a very, very severe, serious operation. After the operation was drugged up with drugs, he did not know the day. He thought it was Yom Kippur. He's not allowed to eat. I asked him what letter comes after the Lamed. He said an Aleph. He didn't know anything. All confused. How come? The drug. That drug, look what it did to that individual. Changed his whole personality. Yes, I created an Yitzhara. I care, but there's a drug, and that drug can change your whole personality. The Tov, the Koyach HaTorah. The Koyach HaTorah can take a person and change him. And this is exactly the Sharnakis. The Sharnakis. A person should realize that all the Midas Rosh he has, Kas and Gaiva and Taivas and Kina, the sinner, the Koyach HaTorah. Torah can change. The Mesillas Yeshayahu tells us this. After telling us the difficulty that there is in having these Midas Rosh, discusses some in very great detail. I'd just like to make a synopsis of some of the things that he discusses. He mentions as follows in terms of costs. The Koyach of being angry. That anger is one of the things that it says, Akas, Akinim, Ataiva, all these things are Midas Rosh and constantly working on a person, the Koyach of Kas, of anger. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara brings down examples of kas, of anger. When a person is very angry about something that occurred in his life, the Gemara says in that Kufayim Mubayz, the Gemara mentions that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, I'm a kareya begodev, chemoso, because of anger. Or he breaks kalim, utensils, because of anger. Or he throws money around. As if he's worshipping, he's an idol worshipper. Sheakach umnas shel yitzhar. This is what the yitzhar will do to a person. Hayom omar lo asekach. He'll tell him to have this tantrum today. Go ahead and express yourself by breaking something, by throwing something, by throwing something out the window, by destroying something. Ad oyved avodah zarah. Until be an oyved avodah zarah. Leishtachave le'el nechor. Lo leishtachave yishina bow down le'el nechor. To a strange god. Eiz el zar sheish begufa shalodim. Where is this El Zehor? Who is a strange god? Where is he? What mountain is he in? What country is he in? What mountain is he in? Right here. Right in man's heart. He's right there. He's right there. Vizekoyach Kas. Powerful. The Kas has this power in it. To go ahead and control man. That's what it says. Because he's in control not by Ribbono Shel Olam, not by his koyach haruchni, not by yibah biyapah nishmas chayim, that he has a ruach of a bala, a ruach in his das, and a ruach of his lev. He's controlled by his anger. His anger. He's angry, and justly so. Justly so. He has all right to get angry. This person was told again and again and again, don't wake me up 3 o'clock in the morning. And whatever the questions you have, wait till later. Wait. And told him 5, 6 times. So when he called the 7th time, he got angry, all right. He got angry. He took one of his piece of property, he smashed it. When he came to his house, he taught him a lesson, and he never called again. It was only because he became angry. Only because he ripped his shirt. Reuven had to rip Shimon's shirt, or his own shirt, to show Shimon, to tell Shimon, I mean business. Don't disturb me. Don't bother me. This is Avodah Zarah. Instead of realizing this is what Kosh Baruch Hu wants, this is not the way to reply. Not by through anger. Not through anger. There's other ways. There's other ways. Not through anger. The Gemara tells us that we know we have levels. And anger, Pasuk in Iyov tells us, Tarif nafsho bi'apo. Tarif nafsho bi'apo. Tarif means treifa. That your nefesh becomes a treifa. Rachman Aslan. Rachman Aslan. You have a cancer. You have a cancer. Bi'apo, through your anger. Your anger creates an incurable disease. When a person reaches that idea of Noach Lichos Vakosha Dirzos, easily angered, very easily angered. You're rubbing the wrong way, you'll hear it from him. You'll hear it from him. And he's a person that doesn't forgive right away. That's one madriga. A second madriga is Kosha. He's Noach Lichos. The second way is that he's kasha lichos. At the same time, Prussia leaves us. Even though he may not get angry right away, but when he does get angry, very difficult to forgive. And then is Kashan Lichos Venoach leaves us. That it's very difficult to get angry, and when he does get angry, he forgives. There's levels. But still is anger there. There's still anger. The highest mandrega is a person who doesn't get angry at all. He has sablonis. And the Gemara in Shabbos tells us about Hillel. A person gets angry, why does he get angry? Because he thinks that no one has the right or to go against my way of thinking or my comfort in life. My comfort. You're disturbing my comfort. And I was nice enough to say, don't ring the bell. Don't ring the bell. Don't knock on the door. Don't do this and don't do that. You'll disturb the children. You'll disturb other people. You want to call me? Through other means. Don't do it. And you went ahead and did it. That means you're going against the will of the individual. Therefore, the individual has all the right to take the come up revenge and to get angry. We understand that. But when you learn Shanakias, you don't understand it at all. That's how it is. Apparently, you were supposed to be disturbed by Kodesh Baruch Hu was glazedness. And that your response should not be with anger. We see this by Hillel. The Rashi tells us that people got together and they decided we're going to try his patience, Hillel's patience, and whoever is able to provoke Hillel and get him angry, he'll receive 401 personal thing. Reuven or Shimon, whoever wanted to do it, Reuven will pay Shimon 400, or Shimon will pay Reuven. Whoever can go ahead and aggravate and instill an anger into Hillel. It was Erev Shabbos. And then Hillel was preparing for Shabbos. He was taking a shower. And he went ahead and knocked on his door. And Mikan Hillel, didn't say Rev Hillel. They showed deny right away. He said, Nasi Bisrael. And Satif and Hillel runs out of the shower. Goes down to greet them and open the door. What do you want? Hillel says. And he says, Sheli Yeshli, the Shil, I have to ask you a question. What's the question? Hillel Shabbos. What's the question? But they are Rashim Shil Babliyim Spookolos. How come the Babliyim have a very round sheep head? A round sheep head. So I gave him an answer. Then 10-15 minutes later, Hillel go back in the showers. They knock again. And again they ask, where's Hillel? And they ask, what question is it? It says, Shil Gedolim, that the Shein Lahem Chiyus Pichosi, that how come the Babliyim, their heads are shaped in a round shape. So he said, either because of the way they were born, he was an answer. And then they asked another question. They asked, and he came down and he asked, what was the question? Ma inayim shel tamrudim trutis. How come the eyes of the tamrudim, their name of the nation, they're very small eyes? So he gave them an answer. All these were foolish questions, very foolish questions. And all the time, Hillel didn't get angry. From here they saw the greatness of Hillel. They saw the greatness of this man. And therefore, one said to the other, they said to Hillel, we found no one like you. Avizor bruchacho. V'meima omerlo, we said omerlo, im atahu, v'yibamo kamocho b'yisrael. If you are Hillel, the greatness, Hillel, great Hillel, I hope that there won't be any more like you, because I just lost 400 of them. As we said to Hillel, you're so unique, you're so outstanding. This is not only Hillel, this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us, to have savlanus, to have patience. This is the keys. To have patience, to be able to understand that maybe the person didn't see the sign, maybe other reasons, but to be able to have anger. This is avodah kasha. To work on one's midas and not to get angry, and to feel and try to dalak havschus, maybe the person didn't see the sign, maybe it was an emergency, maybe the person had something and didn't realize it wasn't such a serious, important question, and the person didn't realize that the dalak havschus. All of this, it shows that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. But once you're angry, you're in control. How can anyone disturb me? I'm in control. I don't want anyone to control me. If I set aside time to sleep, and therefore someone wakes me up, he's taking away something from me, not the Balabas. If I get angry at him, anger is going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Waking you up in the middle of the night is not against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's against your will, but not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. And you have no right to get angry. No right to get angry. There's a midah. There's a midah to work on. It's a job. It's a challenge in life. These midahs arose, nikaris and forsenis. It's known. It's known. Kas of Avodah Zarah. This is something that we have to work on. We have to work on ourselves. Number two, he discusses Gaiva. The Torah tells us by Gaiva, by arrogance. It mentions that V'rom levovecha v'shachachta z'shem akecha. Rabbi Bavechon, you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You be so involved in yourself, you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this brings to Shicha. Rabbi Bavechon, arrogance, brings to Shichas Hashem, Shichas Abari. You forget the Bori Olam. And this is the Kolech HaGaidu, Shicha Hashem. Forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to forget Torah. To forget Torah. And to forget Torah. Anger and Gaiva create Shichas HaTorah. And I'll bring you a perfect raya. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rav Moshe Yisrael, Akom Yisrael Kamoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was very angry how the B'nai Yisrael conduct themselves by the Klei Midyan. How they conduct themselves, how they used, how they did not destroy what they should have. And he got angry. They came to Halacha, of Agola, of cleansing, purifying the Kelim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the Halacha. And went to Elazar, the son of Aaron. What do you mean he didn't know? He forgot. So you forget. You had a recall. Moshe Rabbeinu never remembered. Of everyone of the world, of all, any person, Moshe Rabbeinu, because he had a nidarah. At that moment he got angry. So they get angry, they get excited. Calm, cool it. And after a while you recall the halacha. Now I don't remember the halacha because I'm too excited. I'm very angry. Once I cool down, I'll be able to repeat the halacha to you. Moshe Rabbeinu was never able to. What do you see from here? We see from here that Torah is not an intellectual pursuit. Intellectually. A good mind, a little tired now, he's a little tired, or he's not interested, he's not thinking properly. So come back tomorrow, after a good breakfast, after a good sleep, be able to answer you with a clear mind. That's not Torah. Torah is not just the mind. It's the midas. If there's not proper midas, if there's a kaisen, there's a bagaida, then shichas haTorah. You forget it and you'll never remember it. This is something we have to work on. Rom l'mavecha, v'shechachtas Hashem akecha. You forget the Borei Olam. You forget the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This is what the Mesillas Yesharim tells us. In terms of guidance, Torah is telling us that a person has this guide within him, and guide he she'olim machshiv atzmo ba'atzmo. He thinks of himself. He's worthy of praise. He's beautiful. He's brilliant. He thinks of himself as a chacham. Kol shel dover. Kol echad min hadvar matovim shivolim. Im yashiv adam yishyesh nabo. He's it. Har mesukah miyal limpo b'shach hazeh shel gaiva. He falls in the pitfalls of gaiva. And by gaiva, tov as Hashem kol gavale. And Mishlei says, it's abominable. Kol gavale means any type. Kol gvalev, tov as Hashem. It's a toiva. It's an abominable to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Abominable. So this is the second thing. The second midah that he mentions. The midah of gaiva. As I said, he goes into detail. I'd like to mention another midah. That is, in the Mesillas Yesharim, he mentions, thirdly, a kina, envy. He ain't ela chasarin yedia v'sichlus. A person that has envy for someone else is lacking in his intelligence and his yedia of understanding the Borei Olam. Kamakanim arbiach klum liatzmo v'gamu mafsid l'mishi hu miskanim. He's not gaining anything and he's not causing anyone loss. What are you doing to yourself? What are you doing to yourself? Put the Thomas Kina. Yehu says it sways you. The Kina gives you somehow, causes you to make mistakes. Why is it so? What's the mistake? What is the mistake for envying someone else? What's so wrong with that? Someone has something that I would like to have. I wish I had this. I wish I had his mind. I wish I had his wife. I wish I had his possessions. What's wrong with that? I wish I were the president. I wish I were the Rosh Hashanah. So Mrs. Shalom tells us, listen to these beautiful words. V'yadu v'lo yavinu ki ein odim nogea b'mucha l'chadero afilu k'molim nimo v'yamorim l'amachesom al-v'imu. That no one can take something that's not for him. That was not mukham for him. Hakol kasher, hakol ma'ashem, hu kifi ha'soso ha'niflo, chachmosa b'lti noda. That this person should have this home. This home will never, ever be yours. It is designated to him, and this chachmo is designated to him, and this ability is him, and you cannot take any of it. Nothing. Never. Ever. Ever. You have your ability and he has his ability. You have your chasernis, things that we have to work on, and he has his. One cannot take from the other. Cannot take from the other. It's not yours to take. Just like Ibn Ezra mentions, if a person is not considered a tevukina of osachmod when it comes to a peasant that's very envious of the prince and the king. That's not envy. Nothing wrong with it. He'll never become like him. He doesn't have envy. He doesn't have envy. I'm a peasant. He's a king. Who do I envy? I only envy someone who's my equal, who both went to school together. And I get higher grades than he did. And he became the president of the United States. And he borrowed my notes. And always had advice from me. And he became a great statesman. Look at me. I'm envious. But someone that's great, born to a great family, of nobility, and I come from a home of peasants, I'm not envious of that. I'm envious of someone that I feel I should have had it. This should have belonged to me. This position he took away from me. The president took with presidency. For me, I should have been the president. I should have been the Rosh Hashiva. I should have been the Rav of the Shul. I should have been. And all my friends tell me that. Everyone says that. I have envy. And I'm thinking, but this is mukhid for your chaver, not for you. You have no right to it. It's not yours. Therefore, it's something that sklisha das, your mind is not working properly. Rokim atzomos kina, and your atzomos can become broken and deteriorated because of this kina. It's powerful. Someone has something that I don't have. I want to mention Ramban. Ramban in Parashas Kedoshim tells us that all the entire Aseres HaDibros, we mentioned this once, is found in Parashas Kedoshim. When Klal Yisroel, when Kadosh Baruch Hu was in Kedoshim to you, that there's a remnant, there's a hint of all the Aseres HaDibros. And where do you find Lo Sachmot? Thou shalt not covet. Where do you find that love and that concept in Parashat Kedoshim? The answer is, Yahavto L'Reyacho Kamocho. Once you have Yahavto L'Reyacho Kamocho, then there's no longer Lo Kinna V'Lo Sim. There's Ocheyat Ocheychas HaMisecho, Yahavto L'Reyacho Kamocho. Get rid of the Kinna, the love it you. Once you love a Jew, there's no kina. And what does Yahav Racha mean? The Ramban says that I wish on you exactly what I wish for myself. That position and that mokum and that place, I wish I knew the way I wish myself. This is Yahav Racha Moch. How do you work on kina? How do you work on kina? By working on Ahava, Avos Chavirim, Yahav Racha Moch. I wish I knew what I wish for myself. Whatever I would like for myself is exactly what I want for you. I buy presents, things I wish for myself. I want to give to others. This midah kina. This midah kina is a powerful midah. So much so, in other base, and he doesn't die with, and he has half his taivas biyado. That means that this taivas of kina, having something that doesn't belong to you. Like Gemara, fascinating Gemara. Hard to believe. By Yerovam ben Nevat, this Choyte Umach, this Rabbi, had an opportunity to do tshuva. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis, Tavsvah Kodesh Baruch Hu Bebigdo, Yomolo Chazor Boch, Vani Vato Uben Ishai Nital Begani. Yerovam, do tshuva. And I promise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yerovam, Ani v'ato ben Ishai. I and you and ben Ishai will walk in Gan Eden. Notice how he presented to him. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number two, Yerovam, and number three, ben Ishai, referring to David, will walk together in Gan Eden. So I don't think there's a question. Who walks first and who second and third? Omar lo mi barosh. Who's going to walk first? Am I going to be right after you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is that, that's what you told me? Or lav dafka? Omar lo ben Yishai barosh. First ben Yishai, and you're going to follow David HaMelech in Ganim. Yochi lo bi'ina. I don't want to go. Yes, I was invited to the backing of Buckingham Palace. I was invited to the cabinet. Very Choshev, only Choshev people are going to go, and I was one of them. But the trouble is, I'm not going to be in the first row. I'm going to be in the second row. And my brother's going to be in the first row. I'm not going. Can you relate to that? I understand that. Because you'll be boiling up. He should sit in front of me. That's a Kurechakina. you're supposed to sit in the second row, he's supposed to sit in the first row. The kaya hakina. But seeing is the other middle of hakina ma kaima, taiva ma kavad. But seeing is the other, there's two shatim. What does it mean by seeing on him? Does it go to Olam Haba? You'll never get to Olam Haba this way. Never! This kid inside, my brother, was before me. And I'm much better than my brother. Or it means even though I was even in this world, you can't enjoy this world. You cannot enjoy this world. Impossible. You can't enjoy it. This kid in the time of the coming was seen as unknown. These are some of the ideas I mentioned in Perikei Aleph. Yes, it's very difficult, more than Shas, to work on Kas, to Gaiva, Kina. They can destroy a person. Destroy a person. So is considered like a cancer, a terminal cancer. These are the Midas the Silas Hashem is telling us. Not to depress us, not to depress us. Barazi Taratava. If we take that pill, you take your medicine, everything will work out. It's a powerful medicine. I have a pain in my foot, a severe pain in my foot. And the doctor says, take this capsule 3 times a day, and the pain will go away. I ask the doctor, I take the capsule in my mouth. I'm a tall person. It's going to take a long time for that capsule to get down to my foot. How is it going to work? Tell me I should use compresses on my foot. Tell me I should massage my foot. I should put medicine on my foot. I understand that. But I should take a pill? A pill? A small pill? A small pill? And that pill will affect my foot? I don't understand that, doctor. Tell me, did you take the pill? I hope you took the pill. Regardless if you understood it or not. I didn't understand what the doctor was saying. I took the pill and the pain went away. Barasi Yitzhara, I made a Talmud, a powerful Talmud, the Kach HaTorah. That Torah can do so much to a person. His whole personality becomes a sweet individual. People that admire, people that love, people that respect. They'll respect you, love you, admire you. You'll be a Kiddush Hashem, a walking Kiddush Hashem. This is the Koyach of Torah. This is the Koyach. This can only be if a person realizes that he has Midas that he work on. It can only be if a person realizes that he wants to change. It can only be if he realizes Barasi Yitzhara Albar Barasa Torah Tavla. This is a Nikuda that is mentioned previous in Zeris, the Koyach of Torah. But here we're using it in terms of how we can work on Midas Tavis to come to a higher mandrake in Shlemus. Thank you very much.